Can you hear me now?
Oh, beautiful, yeah.
Oh, that was a heavy bend. Oh, you're ready. Excellent. Do sit down. Do sit down there. More needed to help me because this is a very light bin and there's nothing in there. So make yourself comfortable and I'll tell you what to do when you come. One, two, three. Do sit down. One, two, three, four. Three more, possibly, out there who don't mind doing things because I've got a very heavy bin. And I've got to do something with it. You've got to help me make this bin light and make this bin heavy. Okay, we've got to start. Okay. I want you to know, these are my notes. Who said this? It's mine, I tell you. My own. My precious. Yes, it's my precious. Any clues? Who said that? Maybe older people about yet? Gollum! Now, if you go to Wellington, you fly in and you go to the vast Antrim, flying through the sky is... Who's that? Do you know this chap? Seen him before? From a very scary movie, probably too scary for people who are too young. This is... Yes, from The Lord of the Rings. Well done. This is Gollum, and he's stretching across this vast Antrim. He's trying to catch fish, but in actual fact, he's lost something. His precious. What was his precious? Yes? The ring. And what was special about the ring? Come on, you've seen it. Power. It gives him power. And there he is in his subterranean mine. He's been there not for years, not for lifetimes, but for aeons. And it's transformed Gollum into this creature who is curved and full of pain and anguish because he wants his precious. And when you see the face of Gollum, what are we looking at? The face of greed. Well done, full marks so far. So we'll pop that there to remind us that this is the bin. Sorry, I nearly knocked your head off. The bin of Gollum. I'll lift it up again so people can see. This is the heavy bin and I need help. This is full of Gollum's treasure. Mine. All mine. And you've got to give it away and you've got to help me give it away. Okay? Evil have I let out. Now, just reminding myself. right. When you are... What is your face? Your face is the mirror of the soul. And people who say, tell me that was by Shakespeare. But what about... Well, if I look... The face is the mirror of the mind... And the eyes, without speaking, confess the secrets of the heart. That's very good. But if we look in here, what do I see? What do you see? What do you see? Do you see the face of Gollum? I hope not. No. You don't see that, do you? Because that is the face of greed. What do we want to see? Well, we don't want to... Would you like to hold that for me? And sort of think about what you're going to see. Are we going to see something that's really lovely? Or is it going to be the face of greed? Remember in Genesis 1:27, God created man and woman in his image. We are God's representatives on earth. Who we are and how we live... shows most clearly on our faces. Does our face reflect the image of God? If God looked at our face, God looked at your face, would he see Gollum? Or would he see a loving, caring face? Now then, how do we know what Jesus looked like? Were there any photographers 2,000 years ago? No. But the Bible gives us word pictures. And this is a word picture from Paul. Jesus Christ was the perfect image of God. His whole life and the way he lived it for the benefit of others showed what he did in his face, glowing in his face. In Jesus' face, said Paul, we see God's love for us. For in him, that's in Jesus, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, said Paul. And the book of Revelations describes the face of the risen Christ. His face was like the shining sun in all its brilliance. Why did Jesus have a shining face and not a Gollum face? Any clues? Why did Jesus have a shining face? Yes. Because he was happy, because he was good, because he shared everything with people. Jesus' teaching is abundantly clear. We're not to live with a money-grabbing attitude. Wealth is not measured by how much possessions you have. It don't make you feel happy. Don't make us feel satisfied. Is Gollum happy? Is he not got anything he wants, and he wants something and he can't have it, and he's very sad? That's not the face of a good person. Remember, one day we'll all die, and when we knock on the door of heaven, let me in, what will God think of our barns full of treasure? Well, as somebody famous said, not a lot. Not a lot. So, it's very difficult to change from being greedy to being kind. We always want something. I want more toys, I want more money, I want more holidays, I want more things I shouldn't have. But how do we change so we get that shining, radiating face? How do you think we should change? What could we do? What could we do to change? Well, I'll give you a clue. We've got to learn to give, not yearn to get. Is that a good line? Learn to give, not yearn to get. And we do that by sharing our blessings with others. Right, would you like to stand up for me and look in my bin? There's something red in there. Can you pull it out? Right, pull it up. Show everybody. What do you think this is? Can you see it at the back? Shall I wave it up? Go on then. What is it? Yes? It's a shirt. What do you think it might represent if this is a barn full of stuff we don't need? What's this shirt represent?
Clothes.
Clothes. Right, who's got wardrobes and drawers, stuff full of clothes, pouring out, yes, hands up over there, pouring out, oh, I don't know what to do with it all, it's driving me mad, hello, it's driving me mad, I don't know what to do with it all. What can we do with all those clothes that block up our rooms? What can we do with them? Give some of them away. The clothing bank's exactly the right answer. Now then, this is called the Bin of Gollum. And that's his picture there. This, surprise, surprise, is called... Can anybody read that? Good gifts for God. Okay, what are you going to do with my shirt? Where are you going to put it? Give it back to Gollum or give it to God? God. It's the right answer. Very good. Very good. Right then. Could you come and pull something out of there? What do I want next? I want you to find those two. There's two little creatures. Two little creatures. Pull them up. Show them up high. Are they cute or what? Do you want to cuddle them? Would you like them? All right. What do you think that represents? Yes?
Yeah.
It does. Have you got lots of animals? Do you know what to do with them all?
No.
Well, so it represents all the toys we have. We don't even have time to cuddle them. My grandchildren have got a hammock. It's so stuffed full of toys. A little while ago it fell down and cascaded cuddly toys all over them. Quite dangerous, actually. But there's so many. Everybody gives each other cuddly toys. What should we do with them? Ba-boom. Give them away is the correct answer. Thank you very much. If you'd like to come up and see what's in here, what have you got to find next? You find that tin down there. Oh, and we reached the bottom of my... Oh, it's a long way down to the bottom of my barn. Can you do it? Yes! Right, hold it up. It's a tin of food. What do you think it represents? My tin of food. Yes? Could do with the supper that Jesus had. I'm thinking about you and your barns with too much stuff in it. It's your food cupboards, isn't it? You know that. Groaning with food. Well, maybe it's a bit of a mother-husband time. It's the end of the week and you haven't quite got so much in it. But this represents too much food in you. You don't know what to do with it. You're saving it for the nuclear war. It's not going to happen anymore. So you're fine. What should we do with it? In the bin, gifts for God. Thank you very much. Do sit down. Right, what am I meant to be finding now? You're holding onto the mirror so beautifully. Would you like to put your hand in there and pull something out for me? That big thing. This one. That'll do. Right, stand up. Everybody see it. Who's got loads of hats like I have when I go out the door? Hats galore. Yes, you've got loads of hats. What do you do with them all? Do you wear them all at the same time? No. What would you look like in my hat? Very smart. Okay. You ever heard the phrase, oh, throw your hat into the ring? It comes from the champion in the boxing ring giving you a challenge. Right? You're going to throw your hat into the ring to meet the challenge. Our champion is Jesus. So is he challenging us to throw our hat in the ring, to give things to Jesus, to give our time to Jesus, to make time to connect? So, time, good gifts, volunteering, taking part, helping other people, throwing our hat in the ring. So let's throw our hat in the bin. Good gifts for God. Excellent. Okay, so what's next I'm going to find? Right, you can find something for me. Long and silver down there, right down at the bottom. That's it. Right then, I'm not going to be sexist here, but who looks after the tools in the house? Hold it up so people can see. It's a screwdriver representing racks and racks of tools. Who's got loads and loads of rusting nails and screws they don't know what to do with? Right, so that's what's representing. Who could use these tools today? Who needs them?
Maybe poor people to fix their lives.
You have to fix their lives. I like that image. Very good. Fix their lives. So this represents all the tools that we have to help people fix their cupboards, fix their tables, fix their lives. Who are we going to give it to? Ba-bum! In the bin for gifts of God. Okay. Could you look in here, see what you're going to find for me? Little girl, please. Could you put your mirror down? Give that over there. You've finished looking. See what you can find in there. One in there. That one. Lift this one up for me. Okay, hold it up. Don't be play with Brio. Brio train, wooden train set. Yeah. Do you recognise what this is? Yes? It's a bridge. Okay, this is not just a toy, it's a message. Now, if you're having an argument in your family, you hold it for me. And how do you settle the argument? Yeah?
Build a bridge.
What kind of bridge? A bridge of stone or a bridge of words?
A bridge of love.
A bridge of love. Even better. Very good. Well done, Mum and Dad. A bridge of love. And that's the idea. We can be bridges. We can reach out and bridge communities that are fighting together. Show them love and make peace. So is that a good gift to give for God? Do you think God will like that one? Well, pop it in there for me. Right, we're coming back again in a circle. We've got a couple more things to get out of here. I'm going to heave this one out. Thank you very much. You just sit that one down. Can you hold this one up for me? Yeah, that one. Oh, you're pushing. You'll have a no. You get the last one. Yeah. Girls first. Right. What have we got here? We've got a bunch of books. Can I show you this one? Some of you in the congregation may have a book looking like this in your cupboard. That was printed and given in 1947. Am I hoarding or treasuring? Well, it is a bit of a treasure. Here we are. This one is wet and soggy and was made in 1959, but I love it. And this one is a children's book. We've got lots of them. Who reads books more than they watch television and their tablet? You do. And what do you like doing when you're reading a book? Do you like reading it to somebody, with somebody? With somebody. You're being friends together. You're making time for each other. Is that a good thing to give to God? Time for God, time for people? Pop it in there for me. And the final one, young man, you're so keen. You get that out of there and hold it up for everybody to see. Right down at the bottom. What is it?
A clock.
Surprise? It's a clock. And what does a clock measure?
Time.
What is the most precious thing you've got?
Time.
Time. Time is precious. You do with it what you want, don't you? Oh, it's time for me to have tea. It's time for me to have a nice lolly. It's time for me to have a treat. It's time for me to do a treat, go out, whatever. But by learning to give freely of our time to others, it helped them feel happy and love. It's difficult, but we've got to do it. We need to take time to give away time. That's a good line, isn't it? Take time to give away time. So what should we do with this clock to give time to God? Yes! So we've now got, do sit down, a very light bin. My barn's full of Gollum's treasure is empty. Woo! That was close. My barn full of gifts for God is now full. And what can we do? Well, we can say that sharing God's gifts with others can be summed up as discipleship. We are all disciples practicing the ministry, or you use the word, the ministry of love. Very good. Ministry of love. So giving our riches to God, he won't shout at us like we had read out, "You fool!" Made you jump. Would you like that when you're knocking on the door of heaven? "You fool!" No, I would not like that at all. Would you? No. But we're not fools when we give all these good gifts to God. What did Jesus say? These powerful words. Be on your guard. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. One's life does not consist of the abundance of possessions. What is life for then? Life is for sharing. Sharing. And this bin of sharing for God is what life is for. Perhaps we can put this bin in front of the altar as part of our offering when we come up today and we receive communion. We bring up ourselves and we offer ourselves to God and say, "Here am I. Here are my gifts. Please accept them. I'm not a fool. I love you." That's what that's all about. Thank you all very much. You may now go back to your places. I hope you enjoy the coffee. Can you put that back in there for me? So we're going to put Gollum back in the bin.
Oh, please do, yeah.
I just, interesting, your next hymn is going to be, "Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Be thou my inheritance, thou and always." And that inheritance is something we might be thinking and praying about.